Here are today's top stories. The Chicago Board of Ed is suing former CEO Barbara Bird Bennett for $65 million. This after she resigned amid alleged corruption. I hope they get it, because I hope we get some of that money put back in our pockets, right? I should get $15 Barbara Bird Bennett bucks on my next tax bill. I mean, I'll even make up the bill. It's easy. I got Photoshop. Put her face right on the bill. A new UIC study says that 2015 was a very corrupt year in Illinois. From the report, in this report, we document 27 convictions, 28 indictments, and the launching of 11 corruption investigations. All of this makes us the third most corrupt state in the union. Hey, that's the bronze medal. Not so bad. Another GOP debate tonight. Party leaders are hoping for a more presidential debate, which is code for less talk about each other's junk. Sometimes when I watch the debate, I think I'm watching a really good a cappella group that, you know, sings all the parts. Like the one guy who's going, a-boom, boom, 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 boom. But the GOP candidates are mavericks, so they don't sing in tune. They just shout. Their new single would be called Someone Please Listen to Me. No? It's all about winning. Some other party leaders are suggesting that President Obama should be to blame for Donald Trump's success because Obama has created a polarized country, one that thrives off a divisive us-versus-them mentality. When reached for comment, former Republican Speaker of the House John Boehner said, yeah, what they said. It's Obama's fault. Don't call here again. Taco Bell is introducing a dollar menu for breakfast, so $1 breakfast burritos. Hey, I love value, but the old adage, you get what you pay for? Or is it, if I had a dollar for every time I ate a crappy breakfast burrito? I know there's a saying for this. Oh, that's right. Don't eat food that's a dollar. It's a trick. A city council aviation committee backed up the mayor and pretty much told residents that they were out of luck when it came to O'Hare noise pollution. Hey, I don't get it. So what's a little noise? So some airplanes go by. You know, it reminds me of a story. And that is how dry cleaning was invented. Carbon dioxide levels increased at a record pace in 2015. Some say that the jump was explosive. Hey, maybe the Earth had one too many Taco Bell breakfast burritos. In weather, it's so cold. I hate this weather. Oh, God. In sports, Cubs' John Lester threw his first two innings today, gave up three runs, which is kind of like a shutout in spring training language. The Bears stayed quiet on day two after bringing in a couple new guys yesterday. Would like to see them do that about 25 more times, 24 more guys. Trevathan had his presser today, talked about the 85 Bears, and backpedaled like crazy, as expected. Come on, Chicago, you're so predictable sometimes. Hey, let's hope that he can backpedal like that on the field. Okay, am I right? Okay. Good news, the Bulls' Jimmy Butler looks to have had a good second opinion on that sore knee. I guess it went well with Dr. Ramsey. Butler doesn't have Tommy John. I smell something fishy here, though, because in the history of, oh, he's flying to see Dr. Ramsey, I don't think I've ever heard the, nah, knee's fine, looks great. Yeah, if anything, you can play right now. Dismissed. Butler resumes workouts today. The Northwestern Wildcats go one and done in the Big Ten tourney with an overtime loss to the Michigan Wolverines. Now the Cats cross their fingers and hope they get an at-large bid to open gym at the local high school. On the other hand, I've been saying it since the beginning. The Illini are going to win it all. They beat Minnesota yesterday, and today upset number 20, Iowa. So the Illini get number 13, Purdue, tomorrow. Don't matter. Bring on Michigan State. Bring on Maryland. Bring on Duke. Bring on Carolina. It is Illini fever, baby. Until they lose tomorrow. And I guess I should say this, that DePaul let a very unintimidating Georgetown team blow them out on day one, so they are finished in the Big East as well. And finally tonight, the new Captain America Civil War trailer was put out today. It features most of the Marvel heroes fighting against each other, but it also introduces a newly designed Spider-Man to the Avenger universe because, you know, the world can't go more than 2 years without Spider-Man. I mean, he shoots webs. So powerful. Well, that's the carryout for March 10th, 2016. Hey, we put a bunch of fries at the bottom of the bag just because we know you love the surprise.